Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now you can have your own business performance advisor to help your company reach your goals. For more than 25 years, Insperity has helped thousands of America's best businesses succeed by putting high-performance HR and business solutions to work. Your Insperity Business Performance Advisor starts with the specific needs of your company and tailors a customized solution to unleash your business potential. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, call 800-465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your Insperity Business Performance Advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy Hanukkah. We're celebrating. This is my Christmas program. And even though it's not Christmas, it is the day, the closest day of my program before Christmas. And so that's what we're doing. My 15th consecutive live Christmas program. And folks, one of the things that I did in the very first one, very first Christmas program I did back in 1997, I found a book called Anam Cara by my good friend, my late friend, John O'Donohue. And so before I knew him, I knew his book. And I have it here in front of me, and I want to read a passage from it. And it's a beautiful passage. It's called To be born is to be chosen. To be born is to be chosen. No one is here by accident. Each one of us was sent here for a special destiny. When a fact is read in a spiritual way, its deeper meaning often emerges. When you consider the moment of conception, there are endless possibilities. Yet in most cases, only one child is conceived. This seems to suggest a certain selectivity is already at work. The selectivity intimates a sheltering providence that dreamed you, created you, and always minds you. You were not consulted on the major factors that shape your destiny, where you were born, when you were born, to whom you would be born. Imagine the difference it would have made to your life had you been born into a house next door. Your identity was not offered for your choosing. In other words, a special destiny was prepared for you. But you were often given freedom. You were also given freedom and creativity to go beyond the given, to make a new set of relationships, and to forge an ever new identity, inclusive of the old, but not limited to it. This is the secret pulse of growth, which is quietly at work behind the outer facade of your life. Destiny sits the outer frame of experience and life. Freedom finds and fills its inner form. For millions of years before you arrived, the dream of your individuality was carefully prepared. You were sent to a shape of destiny in which you would be able to express the special gift you bring to the world. Sometimes this gift may involve suffering and pain that can neither be accounted for nor explained. There is a unique destiny for each person. Each one of us has something to do here that can be done by no one else. If someone else could fulfill your destiny, then they would be in your place and you would not be here. It is the depth of your life that you will discover the invisible necessity that has brought you here. When you begin to decipher this, your gift and giftedness come alive. Your heart quickens, and the urgency of living rekindles your creativity. If you can awaken this sense of destiny, you come into the rhythm with your life. You fall out of rhythm when you renege on your potential and talent, when you settle for the mediocre as a refuge for that call. I want to read that sentence again. Think about this, folks. You fall out of rhythm when you renege on your potential and talent, when you settle for the mediocre as a refuge from the call. When you lose rhythm, your life becomes wearingly deliberate and anonymously automatic. Rhythm is the secret key to balance and belonging. This will not collapse into false contentment or passivity. It is the rhythm of a dynamic equilibrium, a readiness of spirit, a poise that is not self-centered. This sense of rhythm is ancient. That's from a passage in Anamkara called, "To be born is to be chosen." Those are the kinds of words that I've been talking to you about from John O'Donohue since 1997, while he was alive, while he was still with us, as he joined us many times on the show, and now that we've lost him a few years back, I still like telling you about him and some of the things that he says in this wonderful book, Anamkara. Anamkara means, it's Gaelic for soul friend. And I want to read this passage to you, this friendship blessing that I read it last hour, but I want to read it again because I think it's beautiful. And this is also from Anamkara. It's a great way to me to think about the people around us as we come into this season, as we are in this the Christmas season, and as we go into the new year. Let's think about these things, folks. A friendship blessing. May you be blessed with good friends. May you learn to be a good friend to yourself. May you be able to journey to that place in your soul where there is great love, warmth, feeling, and forgiveness. May this change you. May it transfigure that which is negative, distant, or cold in you. May you be brought into the real passion, kinship, and affinity of belonging. May you treasure your friends. May you be good to them. May you be there for them. May they bring you all the blessings, challenges, truth, and light that you need for your journey. May you never be isolated. May you always be in the gentle nest of belonging with your Anamkara. These are sentiments that I think of when I think about small business owners, when I think about you, small business owners, when I think about the contribution that you make to so many in the marketplace, when I think about the selfless acts that you make every year outside of your business as you contribute to your communities, when I think about the way that you treat your employees, when I think about how much I know you feel your employees actually become part of your family, like family. For one thing, you spend more time with them often than you do family, right? That's what I think about. I think about Anamkara. When I think of Anamkara, soul friend, I think of small business owners. And that's the reason why I'm so proud of you and the reason why I'm so grateful to be able to share today, this Christmas program day, with you. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Round
yonder. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.